poor housing and urban development secretary Alfonso Jackson. It has been a very rough week for that gentleman. Actually, his whole tenure as HUD secretary has been pretty rocky. He's been accused of firing a HUD contractor who wasn't a Bush supporter, of giving away lucrative insider deals to pals, and of using his political muscle to bully enemies. Of course he had to go, because if there is one thing the Bush administration does not tolerate, it is petty, grudge-holding cronyism. Jackson resigned yesterday, telling reporters that he was leaving to spend more time with his family. But there has been one bit of HUD spending that's been overlooked this week. That's the $100,000 Secretary Jackson paid Dan Duffy to paint official portraits of Jackson and the last four HUD secretaries. We spoke to Duffy back in September as he was furiously trying to complete all five portraits under a deadline. And we checked back in with him today. Now, was it Secretary Alfonso Jackson who chose you and hired you personally?
I know that he had a lot to do with it because I did speak to him about a month ago. I wrote him a letter to find out what was going on because I was expecting to be invited down for the presentation ceremony.
Uh-huh.
But that has yet to occur.
And Dan, did you get a letter back from Secretary Jackson when you asked why your portraits had not been unveiled?
No, he phoned me directly.
Oh, okay. And why did he say they hadn't? Well, did he say that maybe because his portrait was going to have to be removed?
No. He said that there was just some construction delays in the auditorium at that point.
Maybe he was scrounging up the money to pay one of his best friends who was doing the constructing.
You never know, but...
Now, I have a few questions about how Secretary Jackson's resignation, as well as all of these charges, might affect your portrait. So, first of all, do you know if, since the portraits have not been unveiled, which I just learned from you, is there a chance you could maybe sneak in and add a few things to the portrait?
They're all on lockdown down there, so I don't know if you could even get in there.
If you could get in there, Dan, could you maybe, like, paint an old-time movie, like, villain mustache on him? Or an orange jumpsuit, maybe?
Oh, man. I don't think that's going to happen for him, either. I think he's just going to, you know, go off into the sunset. So I don't think there'll be any orange jumpsuits for Alfonso.
What about handing over a big pile of money to a friend?
Oh, what a nice thing to do.
Dan Duffy, thank you so much for letting us check in with you. And I'm really I'm going
to
check up on this because I want to know when your paintings are going to be unveiled. This is very important.
Yes, please. And if you would be interested in representing me, I'm sure that we'll get a lot done down there.
If we get any answers from HUD, I'm going to call you.
Do.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.